Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and this is Reblog. Reblog are special episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles from my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled, How to Find What You're Meant to Do in Life. Last week, I was invited to give a talk about money management to the College of Arts and Letters students at UP Diliman. My initial plan was to speak about financial strategies for teenagers, but later on decided to instead share stories from my life. I told them I was a licensed civil engineer who later shifted to freelance software development. Then, I narrated how being self-employed helped me discover entrepreneurship, which eventually turned me into an investor years after. I shared stories about my travels, unique hobbies and advocacies, and how I still consider myself an engineer despite the many years that have passed. That I may not be an engineer by profession anymore, but I'm still an engineer of my own life design. The talk was meant to inspire them and at the same time, make them realize the important role that financial education plays in helping them achieve their goals. Afterward, I opened myself to questions. And among those that were asked, one question stood out for me. A sophomore raised his hand and bravely asked, "Did you know in college that you'll be where you are now? Was it planned? If not, then how do you find what you're meant to do in life?" This was my answer. Try as many things as you can. Back in college, I didn't know that I'll be where I am today. All I knew back then was that I wanted to be an engineer, and that's what I planned for. However, when I felt that it was not working out for me, I began trying new things. I did not let my college education limit my choices and dabbled into whatever I could get my hands on. It's okay if you don't know what you want to do in life. No one is really ever sure of their life's purpose until they experience it. And thus, the first step to finding out what you're meant to do in life is to try as many things as you can. Do not be afraid to get out of your comfort zone. When you discover a passion, pursue it. Truth be told, I never really expected that I'll be an entrepreneur. My first business was only born out of necessity because I needed a more constant source of income than my freelance job. But the experience fanned a flame that I never knew existed within me. As you try new things, you'll fail in some and do good in others. Sometimes you'll feel out of place, but there will be those that will genuinely excite you. When you discover something that makes you feel alive, give it a chance and commit to pursuing it further. It is the next step to finding out what you're meant to do in life. Learn to be great at what you do. When you're doing something that you love, it's easy to be good at it. But it will require extra effort, sometimes to the point of giving up to be great at it. In his book, Malcolm Gladwell wrote that it takes 10,000 hours to achieve greatness. So if you spend 4 hours practicing a skill every day, mastery will come in around 7 years. It will require enormous discipline and dedication. But if you're pursuing something you're meant to do, it won't feel that long, and it will always be worth it in the end. Don't stop at being above average and continuously learn how to improve at whatever you choose. Serve others through your skills. I discovered my passion for writing during high school, and I did my best to improve this skill over the years, which has served me personally and professionally. I fell in love with telling stories, and I knew it was one of the things that I was meant to do in life. That's why after so many years when most of my blogger friends have moved on to other things, I'm still here telling my stories through my blog and through videos and through this podcast. The world is full of problems. Pick one and provide a solution. Learn to serve others because there are only a few things in life as satisfying as helping other people through your skills. Manage the income that will surely flow. You've discovered what you're meant to do in life, you've worked hard to be good at it, and when you've learned how to use it to serve others, money will surely come, because value begets value. And when you offer something of great value that solves a problem, people will pay for it. However, remember that it's not really how much you make, but how much you save and invest that makes the difference in the long term. You are not meant to work for money all your life, so learn to manage your wealth properly as it comes. Repeat as many times as you want. I am a writer and a book author. I am a financial literacy advocate and a registered financial planner. I am a small business owner and a tech startup founder. I am a content creator, a podcaster. I'm all these and many others because I chose to be all of them. There's a dreadful myth that most people believe about their life, and it's thinking that you're only meant to do one thing throughout your lifetime. It only takes 7 years to master a skill, which means if you start at the age of 14, you have 8 opportunities to be great at something before you reach 70. So don't worry if you really don't know what you're meant to do in life, and just do what's within your reach for now. But don't waste your life doing only one thing. Be a great writer, a great cook, a great painter, a great teacher, a great singer, and a great whatever your heart desires. Choose to make the most out of your time on earth because the truth is, that's really what you're meant to do in life.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.